Andrew Luck, apparently a once-in-a-decade talent. He won't shut up about this guy. Why can't we have an NFL season without talking about Andrew Luck?
He's that good?
He better be, because there's three teams that really are in the running. Legitimately in the running. Going to come down to the final week of the season in the running for this guy. Andrew Luck, a transcendent talent. I don't really see it. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to take the words of all these people that have seen him, that watch a lot more college football than me. I know dead people that watch more college football than me, but that's not my point. Just because I don't see Andrew Luck being what everyone's saying, that doesn't mean it's wrong. I'm not trying to figure out what's so special about him to begin with. Will he go to the Rams? Will he go to the Dolphins? Will he go to the Colts? I think it's very disrespectful to Sam Bradford that they're even talking about trading Bradford for Luck. Sam Bradford, first overall pick, they gave him $50 million. How are you supposed to play if you're thinking in the back of your mind, they're going to get rid of me for Andrew Luck? They're going to trade me. Sam Bradford has nothing. Sam Bradford almost won the NFC West last year. They would have been an 8-8 division champion, which we've had before. They almost spared us the 7-9 division champion. Sam Bradford came this close to winning a division last year. Now all of a sudden, his skill players are just gone, injured, getting washed up, like Steven Jackson. Offensive line's terrible. Don't know what the coaching staff's doing. You really going to bail on Sam Bradford? I'm a Vikings fan. I'll take Sam Bradford. You don't want him, I'll take him. The Colts, I hate to say it, but it comes down to the Dolphins and the Colts. I'd rather see Miami get him because Miami hasn't had a real quarterback since Dan Marino. And the people in Miami, there's a lot of really hardcore, devoted Dolphins fans, and they've been crapped on something fierce over the last few years. Something fierce. And I think that Andrew Luck deserves to go to Miami. Weather's nicer. It just feels right. Him going to the Dolphins feels right. Him going to the Colts? Why should the Colts get Andrew Luck? They've had Peyton Manning for 15 years. Peyton Manning gets hurt, the Colts go in the tank. Peyton Manning's probably not going to come back. I hope he comes back. He's a great player. But spine surgery is nothing to mess with. When you're talking about your spinal column, your neck, that's life and death stuff right there. Colts should have to suffer for a little while, though, before they get someone like Andrew Luck. Not just for one season. Colts have had some sustained excellence for a while that they need to come back to earth like other teams do. I don't want to see what happened in San Antonio where they got a bad year, David Robinson comes along, they have another bad year, Robinson's hurt, and they keep him on the bench, and oh, we're going to get Tim Duncan too. And then they run off some championships. Seamless. I don't want to see that with the Colts. I don't want to see seamless with the Colts. Dolphins have had a pretty big damn seam. Dolphins could use him. Dolphins deserve him. Dolphin fans deserve it. The Rams would get a lot more for Andrew Luck, by the way, if they would trade the pick. I think it's terrible they'd crap all over Sam Bradford, but you'd get less for Sam Bradford. You could rebuild your team by trading the pick for Andrew Luck and getting several first-round picks or second-round picks. Get a collection of picks, different kinds of picks, players. Carson Palmer got two high draft picks. Carson Palmer! Andrew Luck could get three first-round picks. Rams could use those first-round picks. Bradford's a good kid. You got to stick with Bradford. Trade the pick to the Vikings. Let the Vikings take Andrew Luck. That's a team that deserves some good fortune right there. I'll just leave it at that.